All right, just under 3 weeks until Election Day, so we're spending a lot of our time here on the morning show talking with candidates for various different public offices. On the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, there are two seats that are being contested, and one of them is the seat currently held by Carl Tomyan. He's being challenged by Democrat Lori Sample Wynn, who is joining us right now. Lori, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. You served several years on Port Huron City Council. In fact, one term as mayor of Port Huron. Haven't been in local politics in a while, at least haven't served. What made you decide that you wanted to get back into it?
Well, I think it was just time for me to get back in. Carl's run unopposed for the last, for all of the terms that he's been on office. I think he's doing a good job, but I think by running unopposed, we're not actually having a conversation about the needs of the county and the community.
Well, let's have that conversation. What are some of the issues that you see facing St. Clair County that that you want to at least make your voice heard about?
Well, I really want the county to make finding alternatives to burning oil products a priority and make it a legislative policy. I don't believe a goal of 30% alternative energy sources such as wind, solar, and water is unrealistic or impossible. I think if we can set this as a goal, we'll find a way to make it happen.
And how? I mean, how would you see the county being involved in that?
Well, I think that there should be incentives for using alternative energy sources. Climate change is real, and we need to be finding ways to mitigate it, or we're all going to be suffering.
What else is facing the county that you're interested in?
My other major objective would be to build a new library. Our recent article in the Times Herald says our current building was built in the late 1950s. The building is outdated, it's crumbling, it contains fire hazards, and it's not accessible to those people who need wheelchairs or other handicap accessible actions. People that are working there are doing a great job with what they have, but I think we need a new library that brings us into the 21st century with technologies, and a new library will give us a great opportunity to provide services that the community wants. We could hold public meetings to find out what the community could see in a brand new library.
Would you propose building a new library on the site of the current library? Would you propose a different location? This is always kind of fun when you start looking at the map of the city and what exists and what's vacant and what you could put where. What thoughts do you have on where a new library might go?
Well, I'm pretty sure it probably couldn't go on the site that it's in. From what I understand, the foundation itself would not support a larger building, so I think it would have to be on a new site. All of that would be something that would come up through public meetings and public hearings.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't have an inkling as to where you'd like to see it? I mean, like, if you could just have a clean slate, the area, where would you want to put it?
I think in the northern part of the city or downtown, there's empty buildings that could be rehabbed if they had the correct foundation. I don't really have any other information on sites that it could go into, but
I don't either. But it's always just kind of fun to think about, right?
Right. No, it would be I see it as a big, beautiful new building with meeting places for people and new technology, and people are using libraries in different ways these days. So I just see a new library as being something that the community would really get behind.
How do you pay for something like that, though?
I know that's a big issue. The article in the Times Herald did say we were going to get a new library, but I haven't seen, and that article was written last year. I haven't seen us moving forward in that direction. Obviously, finances is a huge thing. If we can get the community behind it, though, maybe we could get a millage that will help pay for it. I really don't have any idea exactly how to pay for it, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think that if we can get the community behind it and get the support, that we could find the funds.
St. Clair County District 2 voters, when they go to the polls, they will see the incumbent, Carl Tommy, and they will see Lori Sample Wynn's name on the ballot as a Democrat challenging the incumbent Republican. Lori, why should people vote for you?
I love the job. I love the job of legislating. I've had experience both, as you said, on the city council and as mayor. I was the chairperson of the charter commission in the community. So I have experience at the job. And our current county commission has no young people, has no minorities, and has no women on it. I don't see that as representative government. So I think that I could represent people with a new voice and a new viewpoint.
Lori, good talking to you. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.